Many of you followed our conversations with musician Rob Morseberger as he confronted his own mortality and his terminal brain cancer. Rob died this past Sunday. Now, in a minute, we're going to talk to his friend Suzzy Roach, but first, a little of who Rob was. Our last interview was in April. He just released a CD, Early Work, new recordings of songs he'd written years ago. Now, two things to keep in mind. We are wusses, and Rob is incredibly generous. Listen to the first words he spoke to us that day.
But I just want to say that these interviews have meant so much to me, and I just want to thank you and make sure that you know that they're particularly special to me that I've been here with you, and thank you.
Oh.
What?
You don't know who you're messing with here.
Oh, no, but yes. So anyway.
I've got to ask you about what you just said.
Please do.
Which, of course, set me off completely.
Are
you feeling the need to say those things now, or what's going on?
Maybe a little bit more, like I have to let people know how I value them.
Then that's not a burden for you? That doesn't add to what everything else you're doing?
No. It's important to me that people know how I feel, and especially appreciation.
How you doing?
It's pretty dire. I'm not going to be around much longer, I don't think.
Well, I love how you say, oh, my situation's pretty dire. Ha, ha, ha.
I found this whole illness thing, and we talked about this before, and I've found it a very uplifting experience. Things have turned a little bit worse in the last month, but even then, I just feel like I'm enjoying my time.
Well, and it's also enabled you to look back in ways that maybe an opportunity perhaps you would not have had, because this CD of early works, let's just listen to a part of one. It's called Down on Me.
Mommy's at home in her bed and listens to the radio. Daddy's 1,000 miles from here, wrestling with angels and demons and beer. Well, I sit alone in my car.
So, Rob Morseberger, who was this person at that time?
You know, just kind of not unlike most people at that age, around 30, starting families and struggling to have a career and be a grown-up. I mean, certainly it was a challenge for me to grow up.
And we read in the liner notes, be a good father, not to perpetuate your own family story. So we get a hint there that your family of origin, you didn't want to repeat that. What I find so interesting is that at the time, you didn't think it was, maybe you felt like the protagonist in the story, that you weren't doing that well, that you were struggling, but actually, the music was, what, better than you remembered it?
I debated whether it was worth revisiting that work, and I was really so happy to find that I liked the work, and I thought it was good, and it was worthwhile.
When everything unravels and love has been unkind, she packs her bags and travels.
Part of our conversation last April with Rob Morseberger, who died this past Sunday. We want to bring in Suzzy Roach, of course, of the Roaches, but also a close friend of Rob's. She recorded with him, played shows with him, and like other friends, was with him till the end. Suzzy, we're so sorry.
Yeah. It's a real shock, a real loss. I mean, even though we all sort of expected it, it's hard not to have his phone calls every morning.
Well, tell us more about that, because this person prepared so much for his end, talking openly about it. He was so clear-eyed. And yet, you say it was a shock.
Yeah, just because he has been such a major part of our lives for, you know, many, many years, and especially since the diagnosis, we made a lot of music together just in that time alone, because, of course, that's what his passion was and what he wanted to do with his time.
Yeah. Other friends, Loudon Wainwright, Rob also wrote music for Nova, for PBS programming. He impacted a wide circle of people. What do you think? I mean, he leaves the music, which is beautiful. What else does he What else does he leave us?
He has three beautiful sons, and he leaves to his friends, you know, I mean, let's face it, we're all heading in that direction, but he really taught me, anyway, how to prepare and to face death and to make every minute count mm-hmm. in your life. He just had the most amazing attitude, and he laughed, and we laughed, and we cried, and we, you know, just about, you know, the breaking down of the body and the mind, you know.
Yeah.
And yet the music was there for him. I mean, he was an amazing musician.
Your hair fell down in straight black lines of lonely longitude.
Well, the sense that we got from him is that he had this feeling that this, that all of these relationships were to be continued. Susie Roach, talking about her friend Rob Morseberger and singing with Rob here on the song An Ocean of Blue. Susie, thanks.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Well, we just want to close with the end of the last interview we did with Rob a couple months ago. Again, a clear-eyed view of the end of his life.
I view it as a journey, and I view it as one that I'm very grateful for.
Well, it's funny. Whenever I've had someone in this situation, I think of it as they're going on a trip, and damn it, I can't go. Like there's a bus coming or something. And
I just had to have this conversation with my youngest son, who's 8. It was a hard one to know what to say. I think he really got, yes, we're going to miss each other, but I'm going to be around in some way that we don't understand, but I really believe is true for all of us.
I'm thinking of the CD, A Part of You, where your hand is holding your little guy's hand.
That's my little guy, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that sense from that song, you know, I'm always going to be a part of you. But I guess we started, Rob Morseberger, with this latest CD, re-recordings of the music that you wrote when you were a young father and you were worried that you were going to get it right. And what do you tell that young Rob Morseberger? How'd you do?
I think I did good. And I feel really fortunate that I had enough time to get most of the things right that mattered to me. As far as I'm concerned, everything worked out great.
Yeah. Rob Morseberger. I'm such a wuss. I'm just the worst.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best to you.
Thank you so much.
I will always be a part of you.
Rob Morseberger. He died Sunday. He's survived by those three beautiful sons, his sister Wendy, his father Philip, and other family members. Rob was 53. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
I love the way you laugh. I love the way you smile. I love to watch you run. I really like your style. You're such a miracle to me. There you go, now climbing a tree. I love to watch you jump.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.